Good evening. It's great to be here, of course, this evening. Hope I have this in the right position here. Tonight, we'll look at our blessings. It's common in conversation we hear someone say that we or they have been blessed. And often wonder, when I hear this said, do we really, really know or realize what this means? We talk about being blessed. When someone says that we or they have been blessed, do we really comprehend what has been said here? Well, to help us understand this meaning of blessed or blessed, I looked in the Bible dictionary and got a definition. First of all, it says that blessed is defined as a noun. So therefore, it's an object or a thing to possess, being blessed or a blessing. So definition, it's a benefit. It's the blessings of a favor or gift bestowed by God, according to the Bible dictionary. Thereby bringing happiness, peace, nutrition, health, or a better life. Some of the expected results of blessings are that we praise and devote ourselves and worship to God. So, still, though I question, do we even recognize or see events in our lives as blessings when events occur in our lives? Or are we taking our blessings for granted as if they're owed to us all along? Do we believe that every beneficial reward is of our making? Do we often brag that I did this, I did that? Do we honestly think that highly of ourselves, to think that we are the ones responsible and not God in our lives? Or are we thankful and appreciative toward that true source of our blessings? So we're often told that we should count our blessings, and we sing a song called Count Your Many Blessings. Part of the verse, which you're well aware of, says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So there are obvious some physical blessings that we can see in our lives, hopefully, that we may pray for, receive. Daily food is one, means of provision, maybe family, homes, or our health, maybe even freedom is a blessing to us. But however, actually, there's many types of blessings. Some blessings are physical, and yet some may be intangible type things that we may not see the results in earthly ways unless they are demonstrated with our attitudes that we have towards ourselves and toward one another. So attitudes can be ways that we are blessed. So I can wholeheartedly say without any kind of a doubt or hesitation, each one of us here tonight will continue to receive these countless blessings each and every day of our lives. That's going to happen. God's going to take care of that. How do I know that? How do I feel so confident about that? Well, we can look to the Scripture to get that confidence. The word bless or blessed is used 294 times in the New King James Version Bible. It's used 206 in the Old Testament, 88 times in the New Testament. All these instances have been used here inform and teach us of just how us as Christians, how we are blessed every day. Also, though, it informs us how that we may come to be blessed. And, of course, one of the most example that comes to mind, first of all, would be in Matthew, which is a section we often call the Beatitudes, which is words spoken by Christ himself. It's a guideline given to us by Christ on a Christian's attitude or a Christian's behavior. So let's look at a few of those. In Matthew chapter 5, I'm going to look at verse 3 through 11. It's Matthew 5, verse 3 through 11. First, we're told, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. These are all attitudes Christians are demonstrating. Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who persecute. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. When we become Christians, we're baptized, our sins are washed away, put on the name of Christ, we represent Christ. We are blessed to the extent to have these blessings we just read that Christ had talked about. We wear his name. Do we wear it proudly? Matthew 11, verse 6 says, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Would we be offended if someone considers us a Christian? We hope not. Also in James chapter 1, verse 12, we're told that blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So many ways we are blessed. Our attitudes are that we strive to meet these, what Christ describes here in the Beatitudes, our attitudes in those poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, or hungry, or merciful, or pure in heart, and peacemakers, all those are attitudes that Christians are to demonstrate, and that's how we come to be blessed. Now, in Romans chapter 4, verse 7, we can see that blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. When we believe, repent, and confess, and we are baptized, just like those in Acts chapter 2, those in Acts chapter 8, Paul tells his account in Acts chapter 22, we receive those remission of sins. Remission is brought about by our obedience to these acts, and those sins are washed away, as we see in Acts 22. That's how that our sins are covered by Christ. Through his death, makes baptism possible, the contact with his blood in Romans chapter 6, that our sins are washed away. Therefore, we are blessed in that way. Revelation 22:14 says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, may enter through the gates into the city. To do his commandments, we are blessed. To do his commandments, we become Christians. The hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's how we are blessed. Now, tonight I've asked Brother Brad to lead an invitation song, Count Your Many Blessings. As we sing a song tonight, I want you to think about your life, the blessings in your life. Let's take time to count our blessings, but have we recognized these blessings to come from God, which they do? If you have any need tonight, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Now dismissed to your classes.